Good morning, everybody. If you would turn with me to John chapter 15. But I'll just pray first. Jesus, we are just so happy that we have you as our good friend and Savior, Lord, and we're just gathered here to meet with you and to abide in your presence this morning, Lord. And we want, it is our desire to be touched by you and transformed by you, to to know your heart as well as just offer our heart to you as well. Would you come and would your word really speak to us, whether it be through Pastor Kenny or even just new revelation that you want to speak and convict to us yourself. We're just so welcome to it. So just come, Holy Spirit, would you just lead us, guide us, and teach us this morning. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So we're going to read John chapter 15, starting at verse 1, and we're going to read to verse 11. This is about Jesus talking about himself as the vine and us as the branches. So starting at verse 1. All right. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be made full. Excuse me, sorry for the cough. Amen. So, Jesus is communicating to his disciples. He's going to be leaving soon, so he wants to give them advice on how to go about life. And it starts off with saying, Jesus saying that, before we get to that, so, you know, this, I guess this illustration is, that Jesus shares is of a vine, like a fruit vine. So the vine is, you could say, if I were, it would be like the main source, like the main stem, or you could say if it's the trunk. Ah, thank you, Mon. And then from the vine, it grows the branches out, right? And then from those branches that grow out, that's where fruit grows. So just as a going forward, just so you get the image in mind. So Jesus off the bat says, I am the true vine. The true vine. implying that I guess there are also false vines, right? I guess in this situation, the false vine would be, you know, the Pharisees and their way of living. It's about the law and earning your value of who you are, and this, I guess, outward image. And he's kind of addressing that to the disciples, and he's saying, I am actually the true vine. And for us also, there are other, I guess, false vines that we could live by. It could be also, you know, it could be career, it could be fame, it could be riches. So it's, what is your source? And Jesus is basically saying, I am your source, and I am, you know, I guess, your purpose, and I am the true vine. And he says right away, he says, in verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. So it's kind of interesting, because later he also talks about how if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, right? So this is kind of like, why does he mention this twice? So actually the first time he mentions how he takes away, it's actually not what we think. Because when he says he takes away, the translation of takes away is actually lift up. So in this case, a lot of, I guess, scholars, in this part, when it says he takes away basically the branches, what he's saying is he's lifting it up. So he's lifting up those branches that are withered and on the ground, and he's lifting them up. And in that context, what that means is, with these branches, he's lifting them up so that they can get sun and nutrients. And so it's actually a more of a help and supportive meaning. So he's lifting up these branches that bears root. He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. And pruning, another translation, is also to cleanse. Because obviously, as we're talking about these branches, us, he's cleansing us, right? And if you know, even with plants, when you're pruning, you're kind of, you can ask Mon, because she kind of grows herbs. And I don't really understand completely, but I know pruning is, you're cutting off these branches that are growing from the vine, and they are unhealthy branches. And if you leave them on, they're not going to bear fruit. So you clip these branches off that aren't going to be productive anyway, but are drawing in nutrients. So obviously you want good, that's how plants grow healthy. Is that correct, Mon? Okay, 50-50. So anyway, but the most important thing, maybe I don't understand pruning completely, but the meaning is cleanse. So he will cleanse you so that you may bear much fruit. And it says, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. So it is the word of God that cleanses us, right? So that's why we need to know his word, so that we may know the truth. And you can see it very apparently in people's life. What I mean is, how I always describe just our situation with, the truth is God's word, and the lie is obviously the enemy's words. And you could say we are in the middle, if you can get a picture of us in the middle, and we are just not a blank slate, but we are, you know, we have our soul and mind and body, you know, we have our personality, unique personalities and tendencies, and on one side, we have God's truth, his word, and then on the other side, on the right, doesn't matter left or up, on the other side, we have basically the enemy's words. And it's up to you what you align and choose to agree with. And oftentimes, we agree with the enemy, and we don't even know it. right? Like, example, you're all depressed and you feel worthless, you feel ugly and filled with regrets, and you think, you don't even realize that you've aligned with the enemy's thoughts. You just think, oh, that's who I am. That's how I feel, right? And how you get out of that to be cleansed is you need the word of God, right? And be like, that is not true. I am not worthless. I'm valued because I am a child of God. Amen? So that's why we need the word of God. And what the word of God, it cleanses us. And oftentimes, even in situations, even in house church where people are feeling down and discouraged, we just listen to the voice of God. And then these prayers and scripture come out. And it's like, it just instantly changes the whole atmosphere. Because the word of God will cleanse it and bring truth. So in verse from 1 to 3, Jesus is talking about basically Jesus is a true vine. From verse 4 to 8, it talks about the relationship between a branch and a vine. In verse 4, it says, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. And in verse 5, it also says, he who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. So it's this, he's pointing out that if you do not, and the whole point of this, you could say, illustration is all about abiding, right? And he's saying, if you do not abide in me, you will not bear much fruit. If you have a desire to bear fruit, and you hear, oh, I just want to bear fruit. I want to be fruitful, right? And oftentimes, well, okay, what do I need to do to bear fruit? Should I do this? Should I do that? No. The answer is you need to abide. Because it also says, as long as you abide, you will bear fruit. It's automatic, right? As long as you're abiding in the presence, in Jesus, and Jesus is abiding in you, the result is you will bear much fruit. Why? Because that's how we're created to be. Just as a fruit, right, the purpose of, or you could say the plant is to bear fruit. It's not just to look pretty, right? It's not just to have nice leaves, grow intricate looking branches, but the point is to bear fruit. That is the purpose. So we need to abide. And then in verse 6, this part is, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And this verse, I think people always remember very well. They don't even really know what, oh, what does he mean? What do you mean, like, vine branch, abide in me, in him? But everyone's like, oh, shoot. I don't want to be thrown and cast into the fire. So this is very prevalent. And I don't want to focus on this part too much, this verse, because I don't think that's the point of this message. But sometimes it becomes the point. We hear this illustration and we're just like, oh, I don't want to be thrown out. But I just submit to you that all of us, if you're a Christian, and you abide, and you're really a Christian, you'll very naturally bear fruit. And even we look to the thief that was on the cross, and you could say technically, well, he didn't bear any fruit, right? He just said, oh, Jesus, take me with you. And Jesus said, sure, come along. And you're like, oh, man, he's so lucky. He didn't even have to do anything, and he gets to go to heaven. But I think already we have the wrong heart and mindset. Our mindset should be, what a shame. He didn't have the opportunity to live his life to bear fruit, right? But we're just thinking, so lucky, he didn't have to do anything. The whole point is, you don't have to do anything, right? To bear fruit, to be in relationship with Jesus, to enter into the pearly gates, heaven, we don't have to do anything, right? But as long as you abide in him, you will very naturally bear fruit as a result. And it says, also, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you as long as you're abiding in him. Right? Again, you want your prayers answered? Well, abide in him. And that's partly because you're so intimate with him that whatever is on God's heart and your heart becomes aligned. And you know what they want. Sometimes I would say we have all these unanswered prayers or don't know what to do with life is because we are not being intimate with God. We are not abiding in his presence. And the best way I can illustrate it is when I am close to my wife or close to my friends, I don't even have to ask them and I know what they want, right? Or, well, I'm a gifts person. I don't need to ask my wife, or this is kind of like a brag, but even for like Pastor Nate, I got him a gift. I didn't have to ask him, what do you want for your birthday? But I got him this amazing gift. And because I knew he likes the movie S.H.I.E.L.D. No, not movie, the TV show, S.H.I.E.L.D. So I actually made him a S.H.I.E.L.D. shirt. And then he seemed really happy. So my point is, yeah, if you really know and you're spending time with the person, you know what's on their heart. And you know, so of course, whatever you ask, it will be given to you. Because there's such a alignment and intimacy. And then in verse 9 to 11, this speaks of the link that we have between love and obedience. It says, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Always. It's all about this abiding first. And if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Right, we hear of Jesus sharing with the disciples, I only do what the Father does. Right? And we're like, man, that's some good obedience. He's such a good, like, such a good follower. Well, I guess he's such a good son. But then we also strive, okay, we need to obey so we can be like Jesus. But to be honest, it actually should also come very naturally. Obedience. What I mean is, I see my daughter right now, and man, she just wants to do everything I do. In the morning, you know, even the clothes we wear, she wants to wear the same shoes, everything I tell her, and like, as long as she's not moody, but anything I do, she's like, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's clean up. Let's do this. And it's with such joy, right? And I think when Jesus is just doing as the Father does, is obeying his every command, it's done with such joy and love. And that's why he was the one who was able to fulfill the law as well, right? Not just do it. And so, obedience to God, following his commandments, as long as you're abiding, there's so much love and joy that is apparent. And it says, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. Isn't that kind of funny? Like how he's talking about following the commandments of God and then such joy, right? But that's, I think, for us as followers of Christ, as I reflect on my life, that's when I'm the most happy. Filled with joy, is when I can just freely step into obedience and follow the will of God. That's when I'm so happy, so free. And I think that's what Pastor Benjamin said too, one of our retreat speakers says, that true freedom and true joy comes when you can just boldly just step into the will of God and obey. Isn't when we are stressed and unhappy is when we don't know what to do with the will of God. We're struggling. God, should I obey? Should I do this? Should I do that for you? Let me set a mind blank. Set a fleece. Set a fleece so that I know this is really your will. And then that fleece sheep's shoe. Let me set a fleece for that fleece. Let me set one more fleece. And that whole process of should I obey is so stressful, right? And when we are connected and we are abiding in God, and like God says, hey, why don't you do this? Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, talk to this person and pray to them. Okay, I'll do that. And you're so full of anticipation of what God is going to do, right? Because that is how he is glorified. So if we could invite, nice, Pastor Nate's going to come to lead anointed worship. And the whole point, right, I hope our focus is not on the fact that we would be, if we are not bearing fruit, that we would be thrown away. And then our reaction is like, shoot, what do I need to do? Right? That would be the wrong reaction. What we need to do, not do, but we need to just do less and just abide in his presence, and that he would also abide in us. And what does that mean to abide? Right? It's kind of this not so common word. What does it mean to abide? Is it just to sit there and have our hands out so that God would touch us? Maybe, right? But I submit to you, because it says it's not just we abide in him, but it says also that he would abide in us. So what we're talking about is relationship. And when we're talking about relationship and intimacy, and this applies to not just God, but also your parents, your husband and wife, your friends. When we're talking about abiding in intimacy, it means a desire to know God and know what he wants, and also a desire for God to know us and know what he wants. And that's also, and then when that happens on the other side, from the other party, and in this case with Jesus, that's what's going on with him. He wants you to know his heart, and he wants to know your heart. And when that happens, that's relationship, intimacy. And I believe that's what abiding is. So I encourage you, even now, just to abide. Maybe start off with not even talking so much, and just, you know, not just, oftentimes we just want God to know about us. But to even get a sense of what does God feel about you? What is going on in God's heart and your desire to know him? As Pastor Nate leads us, I bless you all to just be able to receive the love of God, to know his heart, to feel what he is feeling for you, to see what he sees upon you as a beautiful child. And that his peace and his presence would be upon you. Amen.
Here I am waiting. I will.
I just felt like, as we're worshiping, I felt like just God kind of also point out that the fruit that we bear, it can be of different quality as well as different quantity as well. And kind of wanted to challenge us to bear fruit of high quality and also high quantity. And to do that, we really need to be, just as this song, just really be completely reliant and allow Him to really take over our life fully and completely, and not be reliant on our own strength. And the question that came to mind is, and we need to be not just answer because we know the right answer, but really look into our circumstances and our heart. And the question is, if there was no Holy Spirit in your life, would what you do look different? And even R.T. Kendall said, if the Holy Spirit was not, the power of the Holy Spirit was not made use of at all, the church really wouldn't look that different. Because everyone is so capable. And if this kind of is convicting you, let's take this time to just humble ourselves and just confess to the Lord, you know, to really bear fruit that glorifies God. Because oftentimes the fruit we bear doesn't really glorify God. It actually glorifies ourselves. And the whole point of fruit that glorifies God is that when people see the fruit, they wouldn't say, you know, they wouldn't say, Ken, you're awesome. They would say, wow, Jesus is amazing, right? That's the fruit we want to bear. That it isn't directed at ourselves, but it would be redirected at Jesus. So let's humble ourselves, commit and confess that without Him, we cannot bear this fruit that would really glorify God, and that we would choose to really just abide in Him and be reliant on Him now, and not just do. Let's turn to the screens and let's cover our community. Let's pray for our friends and loved ones who are ill, especially going through cancer, as well as going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's will to be done for restoration and healing and strength to come upon the people on the screen. Let's also pray for those who are ill as well as in need of salvation. Let's pray for God to use friends and family to speak the word of God, that they would be such soft hearts to receive, as well as even use the healing to as a testimony for them as well of knowing God. Let's also cover our friends who are suffering from infirmities. Let's pray for full healing, restoration. Also cover a community that's looking for jobs. Let's pray for God's provision as well as His guidance towards a job. Let's go to our Thursday community prayers. Let's first lift up Singapore with SPSG and Pastor Sam Kim, as well as Indonesia with SPIN, SP Indonesia. You can pray for the ministry. And Pastor Salma right now is on vacation in the U.S. and he's taking his wife there. So let's pray that he just get a lot, good rest and feel refreshed as well from his trip. Also, Pastor Sam Kim is in Korea with his family. Let's cover our prayer and healing ministries, the intercessory prayer team with Matt, led by Matt. Let's pray for The Well with P. Ricky, as well as our inner healing ministry, River, led by Rachel. Let's cover for God. Let's pray for God's anointing and God would use these the volunteers powerfully and for training that they would receive. Cover our education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, as well as SPU. Let's pray for all the students that they would just draw closer and closer to God and be a light, the salt and the light in the midst of their schools and be used in that way. Let's pray for our Thursday outreaches, SP Lights, Homie Outreach, that for them to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit, to be bold as they share the gospel, and as well as really connect and build relationship with the people that they meet with. Let's cover SPLI. That's our summer, kind of summer schooling that we have. And let's cover the Israel and the Middle East class. And let's pray for the teachers and that they would just be able to share and have the gift of teaching upon them to really share with the class. And it would be wonderful class dynamics of fruitful discussion as well as just fellowship. Thank you, Jesus, that your desire for us is not, and your message of grace as well is not to work more, to do more. And even as in the passage today that speaks of just abiding in your presence, and as you abide in us and we in you, You're just really just asking us to hang out, to spend time with you. And that is your heart, Lord, is this relationship that you desire from us, Lord. And I pray that we can really step into that abiding, choose to do it. And Holy Spirit, would you teach us how to? I think for many of us, we've never experienced that in our relationships. We don't even know what it means to, in our brokenness, in our circumstances, even though it is our desire to abide and to be intimate with you, we confess that we don't even know how sometimes. So would you teach us and guide us, Holy Spirit, to really be able to start that with that abiding, that you would be our vine, our true vine, and all our nutrients and growth would come from you and not from our own effort, Lord, as our desire is to bear fruit that would glorify you and not ourselves, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for this message, God, of love in our lives and teaching. Thank you. And I want to just bless your spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit today. Not just connect, but to really abide in his presence this day. And he would abide in you as well. And that you would be blessed to even be aware of that presence that is always with you. And that you would be blessed to hear his direction and be free to just obey. With the big things as well as the little things. I thank you, and I just pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, everybody, and see you guys tomorrow.